And we're back. Let's see. Nikita says DC and Warner Bros. Was just trying to cut their losses. He felt it would hurt their future films and brands if they released it. And that's where I had a similar conversation with somebody. Agree to disagree. I don't think so. I think it is just the taxing and they could save money. It's two things which I agree with. It's the taxing to save money, or it is a legit just power move. It's just like the, I didn't do this film. I don't really believe in it that much. I could try to fix it, but fuck it. I'm gonna drop trout and show everybody I'm the guy running around. So you can believe that. I don't personally believe it would have. There's been so much worse. So much worse. Like, we had Batman and Robin, and then years later we got Batman Begins, which led to The Dark Knight. Everyone forgets the problems when everyone wins. That's like all you have to do is the same thing of like, look at fucking Justice League 2017. That hurt the brand. That sucked. That was a big like gray spot on the record of DC films, right? He opened up this film with Henry Cavill and he got this fucking mustache going on, bad CGI. Not good. But what happened? The next film they released the next year, Aquaman, made $1 billion, became their biggest film of all time. So I don't personally buy that. Whoever wants to, great. But I don't buy it at all that one film was going to take down Warner Brothers and it'd be over. No, I don't think so. That's why, especially too, just dropping a Max with very little marketing, you know, just don't market that much. And sure, that would suck, but you get some legs out of it. I'm not saying a bunch of subscribers would have jumped on, but at least you keep some creatives happy and other people in the outlook and being like, what the fuck's going on over there? And speaking of what the fuck's going on over there, my God. So after that today, it was kind of like an hour or so before I went live. There was an article that came out for Variety that, so, and there was actually two, because there was a deadline one and this one, but let's start with Shazam and Aquaman, because that kind of ties to the Flash stuff, right? Or Flash and Batgirl. So they just say expect lots of like announcements, and not announcements like fucking Henry Cavill as Superman. Not that. Expect lots of updates and maybe little things like a date to more of these earnings call, because they could shift some things before that to kind of get their ducks in a row. The rumors going around right now is that they're looking at delaying Shazam and they're looking at delaying Aquaman. Now, what makes this interesting is they're looking at delaying Shazam, right? So, and to me, I was speaking about that yesterday, and this is where it, however you feel about Zasloff and whatnot now, and I'm not excited to even talk about the Joker 2 stuff. I was like, ugh, man. Like, and I fucking love Joker. I love Batman, but it's just like, I'm just like, ugh, it's just such a bummer, because like, it's hard to really invest and get excited, even though I believe Joker 2 will happen. But it's just like, ugh, what a bummer day. But either way, it is a smart move, whatever you want to say, to get Shazam away from December. That's a stupid slot. Not specifically December, just the Avatar 2 week after slot. That's stupid. So whether it's him or whoever it is on his team that says if they do that, that is a smart move. Whatever you want to say, and that's why it's not all, you can't just say every decision they do is dumb. It's the same thing as like the guy runs a $1 billion career, so he'll make some sense. He might be an asshole. He might, like some people are throwing out the racist claims and stuff like that. He could be all these things, right? But at the end of the day, he's smart enough to be successful and he's smart enough to do some decisions, and that's where it's like, okay, this, the Shazam 2 thing, that makes sense. And let's see, Ellen again says, incredibly ballsy or monumentally naive to open Shazam 2 5 days after Avatar. I would say the naive part. I think they just look at it as like, well, lots of we make money at Christmas, but you also could just have one movie get that money where it's like a very anticipated sequel. So I said that yesterday in all midst of this, like, this is dumb. They got to push it, push the entire slate down. And that's the rumors that Shazam could take a February, March date. Now, what's interesting was I thought, okay, like I pitched yesterday, you move Shazam to February, March, Aquaman to June, and then Flash November, where it originally was like a couple years ago, right? Well, the funny thing is what happens is people just report that, but then Grace, who, you know, whatever you want to say about Grace Randolph, she was one of the earlier people that did say this cancellation was happening. It went New York Post, Umberto, and then Grace. Because I think as much as they funny enough don't like each other, I think Grace and Umberto have similar sources. So they just got at the same time. Or a similar time. So she said that she was hearing, and someone else had heard this too, I think it was Viewer Non, I'll bring it up because he has some comments, that you would have Aquaman move to December 2023. I don't know, man. Ladies, they, them, aliens, dogs, cats, everybody that lives on this planet, I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know what is going on over there. It just, so that, that means, and this is where, so I'll pull up the quotes here. I'll pull up the tweets from everybody here as far as viewer not. And these are more of the C tier, like almost B tier screwers, but still, they were saying some stuff. So he was saying, it was Big Screen Leaks and Viewernon. Those were two. I'm hearing that internally, the Flash is currently undated. WBD is trying to figure out how to best go forward amid all controversy. I'm also hearing that shelving this one is an option due to the high budget and importance of the DCEU moving forward. It's testing quite well, too. I've heard from a few people the scores are in the 70s, which is pretty solid. And that's what I mentioned before. Shazam is getting similar scores to Batgirl. That's like a 60s and stuff like that. So you can see the tier range, right? And then viewer non chimed in and then said, I heard this as well about The Flash. For reference, test screening audiences usually grade a movie as excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor. The score is the percentage of the attendees has been either excellent or very good. Which, fuck. So you have a movie where it's a high budget, and that makes sense. I don't think the Batgirl thing makes sense, but if you come to me, Travis Snell, and you say, hey, we either have to take a $70 to $90 million loss or a $200 million plus loss, I'm gonna say you take the Batgirl one. On paper, that's what makes sense, right? Even though Ezra has all these issues, it's still a big crossover film as far as multiple characters. You're introducing your Supergirl, you got Ben Affleck in there, you got Michael Keaton, lots of potential. I do think it has potential to hit $1 billion because lots of people aren't gonna even fucking know about this drama, right? It's just us. It's gonna be the hardcore fans that love this to the day we die, and that sucks for us. The other people might not even knew there was a Batgirl film made, you know? So they'll hear about, like, oh yeah, really? Okay, that's, oh, I can't believe they did that. And then they move on with their day, you know? So Aquaman in December, that's what made sense, because before it's like, oh, why is Affleck shooting these scenes? Are we just going back to, oh, it's going to happen after Flash and then Keaton's going to be the end credit again or in the scenes or the movies? But no, I do believe that they shot Affleck in the intention of using him. If they brought Affleck in to shoot some scenes and they don't use that, what a fucking waste of money. And they really have no idea what they're doing. And at some points, I feel like we all feel like, yeah, they actually don't know what they're doing. But the thing is, so if that does make sense, but if it's undated, so you're telling me if Aquaman moves to December of next year, so either that means the Flash stays in June, and yeah, then it's just, yeah, we shot those Affleck scenes for nothing, which I don't agree with. Or we're moving the Flash to 2024. Oh my God. Like, and I don't mean to be crass. I don't mean to be have a like a half empty type of glass sort of thing. But and whatever you feel about the Ben Affleck Batman, Keaton Batman, Keaton has nothing to do with this. He's just a guy. We've talked about this before. He doesn't care about the continuity. He doesn't care about the bigger worlds or the universes. He just wanted to play fucking Batman again. And man, if we get to a point where this movie comes out and for some reason, because he's an older gentleman, but if he were to pass away or something and he never got to, as the term is, get his flowers, especially because like all these test screens have been like, yeah, everyone fucking really loves Keaton in this movie. So it's just like that way where he's like, the reason I took it was the writing of the script was good and I want to see if I could do it. To get that, the fans kind of be like, yeah, you still got it, man. You're still fucking Batman. And if he's not here around for that, I am never going to fucking forgive this company on like a first world level. Like, man, you guys botched that. And if we have to wait till 2024, my God. And I think it is possible because I think there's two chances. Either if there's some reason they're carrying on this universe, they have time to swap some things around, but I don't think it's that. I do think I am leaning more towards it being just fully rebooted, and the only thing they could change is a reworking of the ending to be a final cut closed chapter, you know, because we had even heard rumors and minor spoilers for Flash, like, oh, there might even be like a thing where they set up Ben Affleck for more films or more appearances, like not a, like it's one of these things where he could come back but he doesn't have to. It's a thing where maybe they'll take that out and they're just taking time, you know? And I did say before that they're going to take time. I still believe that. I just thought, oh, take time and release all these movies. But now it's like, no, they're going to take time, but also just keep pushing it back. Keep kicking the can down the road. Like all these things of like, that's where it's so weird because their action show, half the action show we want to reboot and the other action show, well, we don't, or we're doing things that don't make sense for that. Because it's like, if you want to reboot, just get these fucking films out here, even if they bomb or not, and do it, clean slate, do your new Justice League stuff, recast everybody. Okay, great, happen. But why I guess maybe the other thing what you could do is if Blue Beetle's good to go and has loose ties, you could put Blue Beetle in that summer slot and think, let's hope that it happens. So I could see, I still think Flash is going to be 2024, which is just fucking ridiculous if it is, but I could see if they're reworking stuff. And the controversy thing too, that does help to push some time away to maybe talk with Ezra, see how they're doing, see if they can get their ducks in a row, stuff like that. But it's, man, what a brutal thing if that happens in the next few days. Enough people are, it's like Batgirl, it's a little whispers again where it's like, eh, I wish it was being kicked down the road because of, you know, to try and help box office wise. It might be, but I don't know why Aquaman's a whole year then. You know, it's just, it's so weird. You have directors that have worked in these films years and years ago finally talking about them. And I don't think there's going to be a fandom now if that gets delayed because, like, you don't have much to promote other than just Shazam and Black Adam again, maybe. So, and then Joker 2. Man, Joker 2. Well, what's going on, chat here? Superman Mike, isn't there an Avatar coming out every December for the next few years? Yeah, it's you guys talked about it. Every other Christmas, they're switching off between Star Wars and Avatar if Star Wars can get its house in a row. I felt like DC was trying to claim March as their big release window since they put Batman there. Yeah, and if they move Aquaman off, sorry, Shazam's not a big release. The first one, I know people always go, oh, it's still a success. It is, and I'm not saying you should have made two. As I talked about yesterday, I think it's so sad that under this regime, things like Batgirl, or more importantly, what I think is the best DCU movie, like Birds of Prey, that sounds like it's never going to happen again under this regime as far as these smaller just character-driven pieces or just smaller adventures. It has to be big, world-ending, huge CGI, and that's always makes me worry about the Batman. Thank God we got the Batman. I hope we get the Batman too, but nothing set in stone. And Shazam, I think I'm happy it's on the roster. I just don't think that is a big March release, you know? So, but Joker 2, that got dated today, so it's going to be October 24th, 2022. I think they said it's like the same day that the first one came out, just years ago later. There was, I think, Deadline put it in one of their articles of like the reason this is went out there is to try to distract some conversation, and it's like, what? There's nothing to distract. This is like, other than, okay, cool, we have a date. We knew this already. It's the same. It's Joker. What is it? De La Foe. It's still Harley Quinn is in talks, or Lady Gaga is still in talks for Harley Quinn. There was nothing new. There was nothing juicy. So it's like, if you had something like what, remember with Ray Fisher, and that was all happening, and eventually they just stopped. But eventually it was just like, or how it started was they announced like Ben Affleck coming back and all these things. They had announced like big trailers and things like that. Joker 2 getting a date doesn't do much for me, and I'm a big fan of Joker 2. It's just like, okay, cool, you're making it. We know you're making it. The director posted pictures of a script. I would assume by now this is a go, right? I think this is a go. I mean, this one is because it was nominated for Oscars. It was cheap, and Zaslav probably just looks like, goes, well, it's cheap. And I guess that's where it's difficult, right? Where it's like they want big tentpole films, but at the same time, you're going to greenlight Joker 2, which I agree with. And I guess maybe this is the only reason why he sees it as a tentpole is because, well, the first one made $1 billion, right? So maybe if we were in a world where Batgirl came out and that made $1 billion and then we got a Batgirl 2, maybe we wouldn't stop that. So, but you look at Joker, that has like equivalent same round budget like Batgirl did, but I guess they just look at Batgirl and go, oh, this couldn't make it. This couldn't make that money. And I think it could at least be profitable, but doesn't matter. That's not happening anymore. So. And then the other tidbit that was dropped was that Joker 2, because there's like a plot leak of, and I'm fine to say about Joker 2, because it seems like completely false as more people talk about it, of like him escape. He wouldn't spend much time in Arkham. He would escape. And it was like him versus Lady Gaga, who wasn't even playing Harley. And they're in like this murdering spree together. Now there's been like a rap put it out. And I think there's a few other people that kind of said like, yeah, it's heard similar things that most of the movie takes place in Arkham Asylum. Again, I'm a fan of Arkham Asylum, I'm a fan of Joker 2. It all sounds good for me. I always thought when we talked about Joker 2 and it being a musical, Arkham Asylum is like the set, the place to put it, right? That makes just complete sense. Now, I know we're dealing with a studio right now that's not making complete sense, but for the story of Joker to Joker 2, Arkham Asylum fits. I'm happy with that. I will be excited once we get there. It just takes a little time where, I don't know, it just... It's going to take a little like a bit of a mourning period and everything like that, right? So we'll see what happens. Maddie says, considering its success, do you think we'll get Batman 2 sooner rather than later? Maybe 2025. Well, the writer said like, oh, we're going to get it at least within 5 years. I hope we get it. again, what happens is Zaslav looks and they just go, 800 million Batman could have done better. Or, oh, this budget, it's, you know, I don't know if it's big enough. It has to get bigger and be a bigger event film. Or, oh, it's too much a detective, or it is too small. I don't know. I do think if you were to ask me, is it going to happen? Yes. But because the good thing is the Batman 2 got announced while they were in the Zaslav era, right? He announced that he greenlit it. It was at the upfront where Matt Reeves came out. I was like, oh, we're making Batman 2. So that's why I do believe that's happening. Here's the rephrasing. I believe that's their intention for it to happen. If it actually happens, like I said, what if Matt Reeves and this new creatives, they don't get along either and he's out, you know? So it's like, I believe that is their all intention. And I do think it will happen. It's just a question of anything's on the table and anything can go off that table, you know? And we're going to talk about that tomorrow with Geekverse as far as some things where it's like, there's certain movies, like even like Wonder Woman 3, I don't know if that's on a table or not anymore, you know? So I don't know. It's interesting. Maddie Six says, I feel like it keeps trimming the fat, so maybe they start pushing to get Batman done sooner. I mean, it's just a personal wish. Yeah, of course I want more Batman, but I think, again, it just all depends where the chips fall in the next couple months and everything. It just says that Matt Reeves working on the script. What I'm more concerned about, not more, Batman 2 is the goal, but I'm also concerned about the shows and if those are still going to happen. That I don't really know, but Joker 2 looks like it's happening. October 24th, 2024, so 2 years away. I will be excited once we get there. If all proposed, the musical, Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn, all sounding great. I am excited. It's just like still in that bummer phase. Like, okay, yeah, it's just you can't trust the studio yet, but